In Ukraine, in Mariupol, the Russian army has an ultimatum. Surrender now.
Yeah, to all the Ukrainian soldiers.
Yeah, but the ultimatum has passed.
Yeah.
And hundreds apparently are sheltering in a steel mill in that area.
Yeah.
Basically, the Ukraine army will not surrender.
Good job.
Zelensky says they'll never give up.
Yeah.
Russians can keep coming at them, and they'll just keep pushing back as hard as they can.
Yeah. I think, you know, over time.
I think Vladimir thought that they'd just roll in there in 3 days and the whole thing would be done. Everybody would throw up their hands and they'd instill their puppet government.
Yeah.
I think that's what they thought. Yeah, now the Russian army, man, it looks like, oh, God. It looks like something from the 1960s or something.
Yeah. Vietnam-era stockpile.
Well, you remember the Russians went into Afghanistan and spent 10 years getting their butts kicked there.
Yeah.
Well, they do have nukes.
Yeah. Do they work?
I don't want to, you know, try to find out.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't be a good idea.
So, the West has sent aid, and they say the battle in Donbass, if I'm saying that name right.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's either right or wrong.
But you know what I mean. The battle there is on.
Yeah, it's going, kicking.
Well, new news here.
Yeah.
Everybody's pumped. Mask mandates dropping for public transportation.
Yeah.
That's right, they're getting rid of them on airlines and in airports, and I guess train stations, depending on where you are. And the people were pumped. So basically this judge, I don't remember the name of the judge or if I ever did know the name of the judge, but there is a judge that ruled that the mandates are unconstitutional. So immediately pilots on airplanes and flight crew announced you can take your masks off, and people were pumped. So airlines and airports, no more masks, with some exceptions.
Right. Yeah.
And the exceptions are New York City. They still require you to wear masks at LaGuardia Airport and at JFK, but you can take them off when you get on the plane.
Serves a lot of good.
I think there's a lot of political posturing around some of this.
Yeah.
Well, there have been certain folks that have just blown their tops over this. What do you think, Fauci?
I think, you know, if they I don't know. I think you should wear a mask. But, you know, they do say it's okay to wear a mask if you want to.
Well, it's not like they're forcing everybody to take them off.
Yeah.
Well, before the pandemic, you weren't supposed to wear a mask in a bank.
Yeah.
They did have several bank robberies, you know, during the pandemic. And it's like, did you get a description of him? Well, he was wearing a hat, dark glasses, and a mask.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. The Department of Justice and President Biden say they want to appeal the judge's ruling.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to go over good with people.
Yeah, I think, oh, man, a lynch mob will come to the damn White House.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio said the mask mandates have been dropped in most places. So, yeah. Everybody's pumped. I mean, let's be fair. If you can smell a fart through your mask.
Yeah.
It probably doesn't work.
Yeah.
Probably not. Let's see. Also, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, a judge in the UK has approved his extradition. I guess he's living in some sort of an embassy where they can't get in, but apparently there are folks that want to extradite him to the U.S. to face justice.
Yeah, justice.
And then there's that Title 42 for the border, which had to do with, you know, COVID. Illegal aliens or migrants, as they come over the border, they can't. They'd be turned back, according to Title 42, because of COVID.
Yeah.
Well, President Biden plans to let that expire in May. And a lot of folks in his own party are not with him. As a matter of fact, 10 staunch Democrats oppose letting Title 42 drop.
Oh.
So it's a little tough in the kitchen there for him. Johnny Depp and his defamation trial continuing in Virginia. He testified yesterday.
Yeah.
About his wife. She said in some interview that her marriage had included spousal abuse. She didn't mention Johnny by name, but since they're now divorced and they're not best of friends, Johnny is suing her for $100
million. Wow.
There you have it. We'll have more on that in a bit. Mr. Announcer. From the Internet Network Studios at iNet Radio, it's the Mickey Golden Program. With Mickey Golden. Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw.
Thank you very much. Always good to be here.
My professor, Fatso Puny. Hey, man, it's a ditty. President Bill Clinton.
Suey, baby. Hill sends her love. And oh, thank God, spring is here. Man, I'm feeling like a tomcat coming out of migration.
What?
What? That was a little weird. Dr. Fauci with medical advice.
Always here, wear a mask. I don't care if they say the mask can come off. Wear the mask.
A boy named Sue running the equipment.
Girl.
And now he is Mickey Golden. Not quite famous Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. And we're here to follow the world as wacky as it gets.
Yeah.
April 20th.
Yeah. 420.
For hell, man.
History lesson for today, April 20. The first movie was shown at Coster and Bales Music Hall in New York City in 1896.
Safe to say that's not around anymore because I never heard of it.
Probably yes. Up until this time, people actually saw films individually by looking into a kinescope. This is the first time in the U.S. that an audience sat in a theater and watched a movie together. So, 1896.
I bet there was some farting.
Yeah, people blowing gas. And then, you know, in 1896, it didn't have circulation.
Bill, what are you on?
Just a cup of coffee and my vitamins.
Well, thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
Oh, man, always a pleasure. Hill sends her love, too. So,
1916 on this date, the Chicago Cubs played their first game at Wegman Park. It's now known as Wrigley Field. They defeated the Cincinnati Reds, in case you were, you know, taking notes, by a final score of 7-6.
Yeah, there you have it.
1980 on this date, the first Cubans sailing to the United States as part of the massive Mariel boat lift reached Florida.
So that was 1980.
1999 on this day, a very dark day, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold killed 13 people and injured 24 others before committing suicide at Columbine High School located in Jefferson County, Colorado.
It was one of the first big school shootings.
Well, there had been other ones, but
it seemed to start a trend.
You know, not a good trend.
This date in 2006, residents in the English town of Luckington started making extra money by charging to pull drivers out of a river that they were accidentally driving into because their satellite navigation system was telling them to take a right where there was no road and there was only a river.
Man, that's a peach.
I think you would see it coming, man. What's the deal there?
2008, Danica Patrick on this date won the Indy Japan 300, becoming the first female driver in history to win an Indy car race.
Yeah, I like that. Kind of nice.
2010 on this date, An oil rig run by British Petroleum exploded in the Gulf of Mexico, about 50 miles off the Louisiana coast, resulting in the largest offshore oil spill in U.S. history.
Yeah.
The fire and explosions on the platform killed 11 workers and injured 17.
Who's having a bad day?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, today, special events, 420 day. Bert can fill us in on that.
That's cool, man. Happy 420, dude.
Yeah.
I think you just passed out. I think you're right. I'm doing the bong hits there. Now it smells like the streets of New York in here. Good Lord.
Rickshaw, can you turn a fan on or something? Yeah. Yeah, open the studio door. We'll try to get this stuff out of here.
All right, Mickey Gordon program. Like we said, 420 days today. It's one of these special events. Bert is out cold on the floor now because of it. Lima Bean Respect Day.
Oh, gnarly.
Man, I don't think lima beans have ever had respect.
Yeah, back in Hope, my mama used to force me to eat them damn things. I sucked.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have any respect.
Well, you might like this. It's Banana Day.
Cheddar Fries Day.
Yeah.
Look-alike Day. Pineapple Upside Down Cake Day. And Volunteer Recognition Day. Today.
Yeah. Got that.
Mickey Gordon program for Minded Radio. Birthday list.
Yeah, gotta do the birthday list.
Model Miranda Kerr, who is married to Snapchat co-founder, tech entrepreneur, Evan Spiegel, 39 years old today.
Yeah, his model wife.
Yeah. Joey Lawrence from Blossom and Brotherly Love, 46 years old today.
Wow, Joey. Has he done anything else since when, ever?
I don't know.
How many drunk driving charges has he gotten?
That seems to be the norm with these young actors.
I don't think that's very nice to say.
Oh, so what, Fauci? Put on your mask and shut up.
Bill.
It's a family show. I'm sorry.
Golly.
Let's see, who else? Carmen Electra, 50 years old today. Shamar Moore from Criminal Minds, 52. Andy Serkis from The Batman.
Serkis?
S-E-R-K-I-S. Andy Serkis from The Batman and Lord of the Rings, 58. Crispin Glover from American Gods, George McFly in the Back to the Future films.
Yeah.
58 years old today. Clint Howard from Apollo 13. He's also Ron Howard's brother. Clint is 63. Jessica Lange.
Ooh, she was a hot one.
Easy, Fauci. Jessica Lange from Tootsie, Sweet Dreams, King Kong, American Horror Story.
She was a babe.
Jessica's 73. Ryan O'Neal.
Wow, love story.
Yeah. Ryan O'Neal, 81 years old today.
Yeah, he was Farrah Fawcett too, right?
I think he and Lee Majors shared Farrah Fawcett. Something like that. George Takei from Star Trek.
Yeah.
85 years old today.
Yeah, there you have it.
Number for the day is 52.
Oh, what's that? 52, huh?
52 is the number of active nuclear missile sites in Fergus County, Montana.
What?
I mean, in the whole county, they got 52 nuclear missiles?
Yeah, those are the intercontinental ballistic type, man. They... Oh, yeah. In 20 minutes, they'll peel the paint right off of Putin's house.
Yeah.
We love from Montana.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, there are approximately 400 nuclear missile silos across Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, Colorado, and Nebraska.
Yeah. That's a lot.
That is an awful lot. I agree. Mickey Gordon program from iDead Radio. News headlines you might not have heard. I might not get anywhere else. Coming up next. This is the Mickey Gordon Program from iNet Radio. Elon Musk in the news.
Yeah. Always.
Well, he's trying to buy Twitter. We know about that. And there are people at Twitter that don't want him to buy it.
Yeah. Because he might not be politically aligned with them or something.
Well, he says he wants to allow everybody to talk, so. He's known as a,
libertarian.
Yeah, he's libertarian, man, so he's kind of center of the road.
All right.
So, but people have been talking about that with Elon. But there was another interview with Elon Musk, and it turns out he doesn't own his own home, and he sleeps on friends' couches.
Really?
Maybe sometimes stays in a hotel room?
Yeah,
maybe sometimes. Other news, a survey found that 40% of people snoop when they're alone in someone else's bathroom. They check out the cabinets and the drawers.
Yeah. I like to leave a fake rubber arm in there, so when they open a drawer, it's like, uh-oh.
There are about 1,000 pills of Viagra in the drawer. They're in a big baggie. That'll get them.
Yeah.
President Joe Biden will be the commencement speaker at the University of Delaware.
Yeah. Couldn't they find somebody that doesn't have so much to do?
A study found that people don't get sad about entering middle age, but they actually get happier.
Yeah.
Well, that's as long as the kids don't move back in.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, I agree with that. The Fauci boys, they wanted to come home. I said, absolutely not. And wear a mask.
Yeah. Let's see. A study found that, no, we already did that one. Two guys in Alabama stole one of these speed warning trailers. You see on the side of the road.
They stole a speed warning trailer?
We'll have more on that in a moment. And according to a survey, you can judge the potential of a mate by the condition of the backseat of their car.
Yeah. If it's messy, it means they don't clean themselves very much.
That could be the case. Mickey Gordon Program from iNet Radio. Oh, yeah. More stuff coming up. Mickey Gordon. Lotto fun.
Time for lotto fun.
I love lotto fun. In Iowa, a lottery player has bagged his second major prize in 2 years. Delbert Littleton.
I'll be Delbert Littleton. Now, that sounds like a nice country name, boy, don't you think? Delbert Littleton.
Yeah.
Delbert first won a $25,000 a year for life prize.
$25,000
a year? Yeah, in June of 2020. But he opted to take the prize as a lump sum. So in the first one, he won $390,000.
Ooh, not bad.
2 years later, Delbert...
2 years later, Delbert
is still faithfully playing the game. And just last week, bought another scratch-off ticket from a different game and won $100,000.
Woo, damn, diggity dog.
Delbert is doing well.
Yeah.
Mickey Gordon Program from iNet Radio. Brandon Puckett said he noticed his wallet was gone while he was attending a game between the Fort Wayne, Indiana Tin Caps.
That'd be minor league, right?
And the Dayton Dragons. And this was at Parkview Field in Fort Wayne, Indiana. He noticed his wallet was gone. He attempted to search the area for his missing billfold, but had no luck.
Yeah.
A week or so ago, an usher at the Parkview Field was cleaning in preparation for the Tin Caps season opener when he spotted something wedged in the seats.
Yeah.
It was Brandon's wallet.
Yeah.
It had been there for 8 months.
Yeah. So he lost it during the last season.
Yeah.
Mickey Gordon program from Minded Radio. President Joe Biden will deliver this year's commencement address at the University of Delaware.
Yeah.
President, who is an alumnus. Alumnus.
Yeah, he's an alumni. He's alumni. Yeah.
Who's alumni? The question is, does he give considerably to the endowment?
I don't know.
The president is alumni, or an alum.
Yeah.
You know, the language police are going to come after us here. President Biden went to the University of Delaware. He's going to speak to the graduates on the morning of May 28th. The event is only open to graduates and their guests, but it will be streamed online.
Woof, 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 woof.
Just gonna, we're gonna hear this the whole time.
Come on, man.
So, all right, Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. A TikTok famous divorce attorney has some advice for men.
Yeah. This guy's an attorney on TikTok.
He's a famous divorce attorney who happens to be on TikTok.
Yeah.
Justin Lee, who is based in Toronto, says that, quote, men should always pay on the first date as sort of a test.
Uh-oh.
I says the ladies are going to get pissed at what he says. Well, he says, so let's say at the end of the date, you pull out your wallet, you offer to pay, and your date just sits there expecting you to pay as if this is the obvious course of action.
Yeah, and you haven't had any hidey-hidey-hidey yet.
But not even a kiss?
No, not even a kiss. In that moment, if your date refused to offer to pay part of it, what did you just learn?
Yeah.
You just learned that the person in front of you is entitled and frankly has the audacity to expect a near stranger to pay for them.
Yeah. What do you think she's going to do when it comes divorce time?
She's going to rip you a new you-know-what.
Yeah.
So that's just his advice.
Yeah.
Okay. Mickey Gordon program from Minded Radio, Grand Forks, British Columbia. 69-year-old plumber is working in a residential neighborhood at somebody's house when he heard howling going on outside.
Yeah.
The plumber ran outside to find his dog, whose name was Red, struggling with a cougar.
Yeah.
The cougar had Red's head practically swallowed in its mouth.
Yeah.
So the dog was like, so what did the plumber do?
No.
Quick thinking Jimmy kicked the cougar in the head. The cougar let go of the dog. And the cougar ran away. And that is all. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. More news stuff next. Mickey Gordon. Time for Wacky But True. Strange stories you don't hear anywhere else. That's right, Professor. I love it, man. It's good. Thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah.
How's Joe doing? You don't want me to tell you. All right, what began as a routine dental visit landed an Illinois man in the hospital.
Yeah.
Warning, this contains some gnarly stuff.
Yeah. Dentist fun.
Tom Josie was in the chair getting a tooth filled when he breathed in and swallowed a dental drill bit.
Oh, gnarly.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Doctors believe that inhaling just before he coughed sent the metal object deep into the 60-year-old's airways.
Yeah.
The dentist couldn't reach it. He had to go to the hospital.
Oh, gnarly.
Where they use special tools to get this dental drill bit out of his airway.
Yeah, he's down in the lung or something.
Yeah. It was in his lung for 4 days.
Wow.
He has the drill bit in a plastic container in his home, you know, as a conversation piece.
Well, I swallowed this at the dentist.
What dentist do you go to?
Dr. Jones.
Dr. Jones? I ain't going to Dr. Jones.
No. Mickey Garden program from MyNet Radio. According to an affidavit from Metro Nashville Police, the 24-year-old named Jesse Clute.
Jesse Clute?
Jesse Clute.
Jesse Clute.
Jesse.
Yeah.
Jesse was arrested after he fell through the ceiling of a woman's restroom at the Honky Tonk Central in Nashville's Lower Broadway.
Now, Lower Broadway, you been there?
If you ain't heard of it, you ain't Tennessee.
No.
Clute. Clute climbed into the ceiling from an adjoining restroom before crashing into the woman's room. The police report states that Clute was heavily intoxicated.
Yeah. You think? But of course.
He ultimately caused $2,000 worth of damage to the ceiling. Clute is due in court on May 27th. Hopefully they'll broadcast that on public access or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Two Alabama guys in Russell County, Alabama, are in trouble.
Yeah.
The Russell County Sheriff's Office said in a Facebook post that Gabriel Mendoza Garcia and Steve Jerome Spann, with two N's.
Yeah. That's important.
They were both arrested Monday for allegedly stealing one of those speed warning trailers.
You know. Yeah, that they do at construction sites.
Yeah. Because they just drove up in a pickup and hauled it away.
Yeah.
The trailer belongs to the sheriff's office.
Yeah.
And not to Gabriel and Steve.
No.
They are due in court at some point.
When we get around to it, that's when they're due in court. Don't bend over for the soap, boys.
Over to the UK, a woman is accused of making harassing phone calls to her neighbors.
Wow.
So police are getting involved, and she's also accused of walking around her neighborhood in her underwear.
Yeah.
The 76-year-old woman has been charged with multiple infractions, including public intoxication.
Well, always got to do that.
Mickey Garden program from MyNet Radio. Trashy Showbiz Report is coming up next. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, y'all. Wow, it's Mickey Garden.
Time for a Trashy Showbiz and Celebrity Report on your Mickey Garden program from MyNet Radio. Netflix. We're in the news, their stock is dropping like a rock. And now apparently Netflix, after years of insisting it would stick solely with their subscription-only plan, they're finally open to experimenting with lower-cost ad-supported packages. This news comes from the company's co-CEO, Reed Hastings.
Uh-oh.
I wonder if they're making a mistake here.
The company expects to nail down its ad-supported streaming strategy over the next year or two. If you're not paying for Netflix, this is part of the story here, and the stock is dropping like crazy.
Like a rock.
Be prepared to pay up or move on. Netflix says that they estimate that over 100 million of their subscribers worldwide and 30 million in the United States and Canada are engaged in password sharing.
Yeah. So in other words, you get an account, and he's like, I'll give it to my friends.
Yeah, it's like, if I get an account and I give it to Chelsea, you go ahead, use it, baby.
Yeah.
Daddy don't mind. Because Daddy and Mama, we're using it ourselves.
That's right. Netflix costs, they have three tiers, $9.99, $15.49, $19.99 per month. And depending on the package you select, Their middle tier price point allows for two screens to run Netflix simultaneously, and the top tier allows for four. We say many people are using many more.
Yeah. Well, they're passing it around.
Netflix has announced that it will begin a crackdown on password sharing around the world. The news comes at the same time as an announcement that Netflix has lost 200,000 subscribers in the last 3 months.
Wow. Didn't they just recently, like in the last 3 months, raise their prices?
I think that's the case.
I think I remember getting some kind of a notification from them. They were raising the price. Maybe that
had something to do with that. Netflix now predicts to lose another 2 million in the next 3 months.
So raising prices could do, you know.
True. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. And as a matter of fact, Netflix is flying down on the markets.
Yeah, it's terrible.
All right. Urza Miller. In trouble again.
Oh, man.
Ezra Miller has been arrested again in Hawaii, this time for allegedly throwing a chair that hit a woman in the forehead.
Wow.
Hawaii Island Police Department booked the actor early on Tuesday morning and is facing a second-degree assault charge.
Yeah, that's what he's facing.
Mm-hmm. According to a police report, Miller was at a private residence and allegedly became angry after being asked to leave. Yeah, I know the type. He allegedly threw a chair which hit a 26-year-old female on the forehead. The woman reportedly refused treatment for the injury.
Yeah. Put a little duct tape on it. It's okay.
So he's in trouble. In late March, Miller was arrested for disorderly conduct. He was at a karaoke place at the time and allegedly grabbed the microphone from the woman who was mid-song.
Yeah.
He also allegedly lunged at a man who was playing darts.
Yeah, this is a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. Get right in front of him. Ass clown.
Whoa.
Did you say ass clown?
Oh, I said ass clown. There are ass clowns out there.
So, Hawaii police said Miller has been the subject of 10 calls to their department in less than a month.
Time to drop the drinking, maybe?
Might be a good idea. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio, Trashy Showbiz Report. If you've been craving more Jackass films, there's some good news. Jackass 4.5 is coming to Netflix on May 20th with a bunch of stuff that was supposed to go in the most recent film, but didn't go there.
Yeah.
TV host Bill O'Reilly is facing harassment accusations.
What?
From five women.
What? No, that's wrong. No.
We got that wrong. Okay, Fox co-host Bill O'Reilly, who got thrown out of Fox because of sexual harassment accusations from five women.
Yeah, okay. That started it better.
Apparently, Bill was at JetBlue at JFK on Sunday and threatened an employee.
Yeah.
Because his flight to Turks and Caicos was delayed.
Oh, too bad.
The 72-year-old has been leaned forward in an intimidating stance. This is according to a video, and he stated, "I want to know what you're going to do. It's 3 hours late."
Yeah, what the hell can she do?
That's right. When the employee tried to say something, O'Reilly snapped, "You're going to lose your job."
Yeah, what a guy. So he's one of them.
Apparently he is one of them. Treat service employees that way. It's rude.
Yeah.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. Britney Spears could be heading back to court.
Uh-oh, Britter.
Apparently, the 40-year-old was pulled over by the California Highway Patrol on March 10th and cited for unsafe speed for prevailing conditions.
Hey.
I guess the conditions weren't good, and the speed she was going in those conditions was no good.
Yeah. So there you have it.
So the Britter could go to court to fight the ticket or not. And just plead guilty and pay that $541. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. More trashy showbiz coming up. Because we got a lot today. Listen every day to the Mickey Golden program.
Come on, man.
You're gonna love it. Quick note.
Yeah.
Trashy little showbiz report. The Goldbergs will be back for a 10th season on ABC.
Cool.
The show will continue to focus on the Goldberg clan.
Yeah. Otherwise, you might as well change the name if you're not going to focus on the Goldberg clan.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. We've got Candace Cameron Burr, apparently, is in the news because Candace has found a new home. The Hallmark Channel regular has signed a new deal with GAC Family and GAC Living.
Yeah.
To develop, produce, and star in movies and television for the two networks.
I never even heard of those networks.
I haven't either. There's so many damn networks and streaming services, you just don't know anymore.
Yeah.
I personally enjoy streaming on Sphincter.
Sphincter?
You haven't heard of Sphincter? It's the latest deal in streaming.
Oh, I have. Mrs. Fauci and I, we have Sphincter.
Enough.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to tell Hill to get Sphincter.
Yeah, get it.
Good for Cameron.
Yeah,
just thought you should know.
Yeah.
Disney Plus subscribers were met with a rude awakening on April 18th.
Yeah.
Apparently a glitch in the service caused countless episodes of popular shows to go missing.
Yeah.
There was outrage on Twitter.
Yeah, the internet blew up.
Since then, Disney Plus has fixed the problem. A Voltron movie has ignited a bidding war in Hollywood.
Really?
And now it's looking like Amazon may be the one that won.
Yeah.
The Hollywood Reporter revealed that negotiations are underway to get a new spin on the 1980s anime.
Yeah. It's called an anime?
I guess it's an animation.
Yeah.
Mad Men alum John Slattery joining The Good Fight.
Oh, cool.
Slattery will appear in season 6 as a brilliant, sophisticated, and sensitive physician who helps Diane through a crazy time.
No. All right, cool.
An annual study on the state of streaming services called the State of Streaming Report.
More streaming.
How's Sphincter doing in that?
I don't know.
Customers would shell out most for Netflix. Second most popular is Disney Plus, followed by Hulu and Amazon.
Yeah.
No Sphincter? No Sphincter.
Yeah.
Early data shows the news that the Kardashians show on Hulu isn't doing well.
Yeah. So the Kardashians aren't as popular as they used to be.
Yeah, they did really well on E. 813,000 U.S. households watched the Kardashians in its first 4 days of streaming on Hulu. Compared to 1.2 million U.S. households that watched season 20 in its first 4 days on E in 2021.
Yeah. So they're hating them.
Yeah. What is that? So they're down a third.
Yeah.
I think people are kind of tired of them. Don't you?
Yeah. I don't need any more Kardashians.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Things you didn't know yesterday, and some trivia coming up next. Mickey Golden from iNet Radio. Things you didn't know yesterday. Little bits of information you didn't know about.
Yeah, let's hear it, man.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Things you didn't know yesterday. You probably didn't know.
Yeah.
That Osama bin Laden liked watching the classic TV show Bonanza.
Really?
Osama, you want me to get more videotape for you? No, it's good videotape. Bonanza.
Yeah.
Other things you didn't know. Each American tosses 7.1 pounds of trash a day.
I don't
think we do that much at the puny house. How about you, Bill?
Well, yeah, probably.
All right, each American tosses 7.1 pounds of trash a day. By comparison, the average Japanese generates 2.5 pounds.
Really? How's that?
Well, let's figure out what they're doing and bring it in over here. Since 1972, you probably didn't know this until today, marriage rates in the United States have fallen by almost 50% and are currently at the lowest point in recorded history.
No, people are sick of getting nagged, I guess. Is this Fauci? There are days I could do without her.
Oh, you're going to be in trouble saying that.
Well, thank goodness she isn't listening today. She's at our, I don't know. She's just not around.
Okay. Finally, another thing you didn't know yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, you okay?
I think Bert's coming to life.
From May through October, roughly 310 billion lightning strikes will hit Earth.
Cool.
Bet you didn't know that yesterday.
Yeah.
Find the fake town.
Yeah. Fake towns. Fake towns. There's something else. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Which of the following is a fake town?
Yeah.
Wet Wang, England. Skittles, Arkansas. Needmore, Texas. Sexy Peru. Or Poo Poo, Hawaii.
Yeah.
One of those is not the real one.
Yeah.
The answer is, I'm going to say Skittles, Arkansas.
Yeah, that'd be correct, because I was in Arkansas, man. I was a governor. There's no damn Skittles down there.
You two are correct.
Yay.
So these are real towns. Wet Wang, England. Needmore, Texas. There's Sexy Peru, real town. And finally, real town. Poo Poo, Hawaii.
Come on, man.
It's true. That's going to do it for our not quite famous Mickey Gordon program for today. Thank you for joining us. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Yeah. If the creek don't rise and President Joe don't press the button. Yeah.
Joining us on the program, Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw, our producer.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Professor.
It's been a ditty and a pleasure.
President Clinton, I'm going to send your love to Hill because she sends her love to you, all right?
Yeah.
And Dr. Fauci, thanks so much.
Right. Always very good to be here. Mrs. Fauci, she also sends her love, so it's good.
And a boy named Sue running our equipment. And as always, our big, bald announcer.
That's right.
Ronald Demerson.
Yep.
Take it away, Ronald.
That's the not quite famous Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio.
Copyright 2022, Internetwork, iNet Radio.